Hey guys, what's up, and welcome back to another coffee talk. Today, I think this is actually going to end up being a thing based on my schedule, but I seem to just keep drinking tea with you. I've made another tea. Today's a peppermint tea. I love peppermint tea. I will already give you the review that it's 5 out of 5 cups. We have a cuddly bear joining us today. Yeah. I actually want to talk about how to focus and get things done. I've definitely been feeling a little overstimulated in the last few weeks by just everything. There just seems to be a lot going on, whether it be metaphorically, energetically, astrologically, globally, independently, depending on what's going on in your life. So I think that sometimes when we get overstimulated and we get overwhelmed, our brain is moving faster than our bodies. And whether that be the reason or it be any other reason that you're finding it hard to focus, it can sometimes break up the ability to stay in the zone. Let's call it in the zone. I thought of something this morning, and ever since thinking of it this way, it really clicked. And it was this idea, or I guess kind of this observation, where I was moving from one task in my morning routine to the next, and I realized that I got distracted. And that is like, yeah, okay, whatever, not too far out of the norm. But then it was the second time around, so I was moving from my second task into my third task, and I got distracted. I feel like there's a pattern here. And then the more I sat and really threaded it out, weeded it out, I was journaling at the time, trying to pull on this thought. You know when you get like a thought bubble and then you kind of start to unravel it and more thoughts come with it, or like more of the cloud unpacks itself? That was pretty much what was going on. And it made me realize that my point of distraction is usually in the transition from one task to another. But there's multiple points throughout really everything we do, okay? So like every single task on your to-do list, every single routine that you go through, every single action you take, even every single thought that you have, there's this law, let's say, the universe, where everything has an initiation point, an activation point, a finalization point, a completion point, and then a transition point. And then it usually repeats itself again. So after transitioning, you go back into initiating whatever the next task is, or whatever the next thought is, or the next action is. It's a really simplified way to look at life, but because it is so simple, it makes it also very simple to figure out where within that pathway, where within that pattern, do you get distracted? Initiation meaning like you've started something, and you know that first few minutes, or like in a workout, it's always the first couple reps, so the first couple moments of doing something like cardio that feel kind of the hardest, that initiation of getting the body and the mind into the zone. And then activation is like, okay, now you're in the flow, you're doing the thing, and you're kind of going over the peak part of it. Obviously, finalization meaning like those last few moments in a task or a thing that you're really bringing things into completion, dotting I's, crossing T's, completion, so you're bringing things to a close. And then transition as you move into the next thing. The interesting thing is, the more that I thought about it, I realized that at different points in my life, I've experienced getting distracted in different places within the pattern. So I was able to transition into a task really easy, maybe even initiate it, but as it was activated, as I was in the middle of doing the thing I was doing, that was when I would get distracted. Or it was in the finalization of the, you know, the minor details that you gotta pay attention to. Or in the completion, that with bigger things, particularly, that when things got to the point of completion, that was when I would get distracted, because completion felt uncomfortable to me because it meant that I knew something new was coming. And I'm talking about big things to small things. You could really adapt most things in life to this very simplified idea. Think about your routines, think about the things that you're wanting to focus on, and think about through the process from start to finish to transitioning into the next thing, where do you lose focus? Where do you lose sight? Where do you feel bored? Where do you want a dopamine hit, want a serotonin hit, so you jump to something else? With technology, the way that it's advanced and the way that it's really quite quietly interwoven itself into our day-to-day experiences, there are so many pros to it, but there are definitely some cons, and I feel like I'm really starting to notice how much my concentration and focus and ability to zone in and really be present and be fully submersed in what I'm doing it can dwindle really quickly if I don't pay attention to it. And that's probably what brought it to my attention today, that I realized that, oh, it's in the transition from one task to another that I lose myself, that I'm like,
oh God, thank God I got something done. Now it's time to be distracted.
It's like, no. The more that I allow myself to get distracted during any type of transition is only further solidifying that habit within my behavior. And then so each time I finish a task and try and transition into something else, my brain thinks, oh, this is a cue, time to get distracted, time to go anywhere else. And I find that, I don't know about you, but I tend to go towards some sort of dopamine hit, just a spike to the brain, a spike of, it can be drama, it doesn't necessarily need to be joyful, it can be entertainment, anything that pulls us away from boredom, a sense of relief, a sense of release from responsibility, a sense of, oh, well, I thought today was super rigid and planned, especially if you are super busy or running a very strict routine, or there's something that you're really wanting to focus on, but you find your attention being pulled. There's a sense of release and relief with distracting yourself, because suddenly you get a new sense of freedom, a new, you know, kind of jolt to the brain, something exciting, something new to gnaw on or think about, or if it's a snack, like actually something new to gnaw on, something that pulls you away from the idea of what you're responsible for, what you're meant to be doing. And if you even have a little bit of a rebel streak in you, like just the tiniest bit of a rebel streak, I think that even when you set your own plan, set your own routine, set your own project goals, whatever, that little bit of rebel streak can come out and you can rebel against yourself by being like,
haha, I said I was gonna do this, but now I'm gonna go do this.
And it feels good in the moment. It feels nice at the time. I think that there can be a lot of heartache and a lot of pressure that we put on ourselves when we really try to hyper control our experiences. And this is something that I'm really coming to learn, especially in the last few months, that I like the more pressure I've put on myself to try and fix things, including the world or all the way down to myself, like from something so individual to something so vast and grand, thinking that, okay, something needs to be fixed here. It's up to me. I've got to be able to control this. Like, that comes with so much pressure and so much weight that it becomes so nice to just get that distraction. But instead, if we can just allow things to be as they are and imagine that they weren't meant to be any other way, again, all the way from global issues down to who we are as individuals, then we're able to come back into our power, come back into our space, come back into our zone, our focus, our purpose, our values, are the things that allow us to feel like we're driving the car, that we're not the passenger. And instead, it allows you to work with what is. And so, for instance, something like technology, it's not going anywhere. Social media, it's not going anywhere. At least right now, it's not going anywhere. So think about it. Do you find when you move from one task to another, when you move from one thing to another, is that where you get distracted? Is it when you're beginning something? Do you build it so big in your mind that the very beginning, that initiation, that's when you get distracted? Is it in the active part? Is it when things get activated and you're in the thick of it that you get distracted and want to have relief? Is it in the final details, that finalization point of when you're completing a task, that you get distracted? Is it once that you're complete that you feel you're owed a sense of reward, you're owed a sense of freedom, a sense of dopamine, serotonin, like we said, that's when you get distracted? Or again, is it in going from one thing to the next that you get distracted? Sit with that. Think about the last few things that you've done that you felt distracted in, that you lost your sense of focus, and see where along that timeline was it lost. And it doesn't necessarily need to just be one point. Like, I definitely have caught myself getting distracted in transition, but I also find myself sometimes getting distracted right in the activation, right in the thick of things, that I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to be doing anything else but this right now. And of course, that's the challenge. It's being able to sit with that feeling, first and foremost. Secondly, it's being able to hold a space or a sense of non-judgment for yourself for having that feeling. Let's say you're not working with a group of people that can help keep you focused, or you're not working in an environment that's necessarily helping to keep you focused. Your phone's right there. There's, you know, notifications going off, text messages going off, or there's snacks in the fridge, or there's something new to watch on your laptop, on YouTube, on TV, or, you know, there's something cool going on outside, like the moon, and you just want to stare at it rather than do what you're supposed to be doing. Then the greatest challenge will be catching the feeling, catching the urge, catching the moment where your brain goes, ah, it's time. It's time to veer a different way. Sitting in the complete discomfort of that feeling, because it is really uncomfortable. And the urge is usually pretty strong, especially too, coming back to that point, how many times you've allowed yourself to go that way. And again, no judgment, but it's just each time you've allowed yourself to take the new path, to get distracted, that pathway becomes easier and easier to take. The trek or the path, let's say it's a forest, right? And like in your brain, each time you've walked that path, the trail becomes a little bit easier to walk down. And so the only way to fill that path in is to be able to sit with the urge of the fork in the road and the wish to go that way and sit and be like, oh man, I really want to distract myself. I really want to be doing something else because this suddenly feels boring. What I need to be focused on suddenly seems boring, daunting, too big of a task, challenging, hard, uncomfortable, you name it. And then once you're able to sit with that feeling, don't turn against yourself. Don't judge yourself for it. We all do it. Like it's actually, I think every mechanism of the brain is quite brilliant in a way. And so I think that even the things that we do that we call bad habits are really kind of more so brilliant ways of our brain trying to avoid discomfort, of our brain trying to avoid too much challenge, too much stimulation, too much overwhelm. You can thank that part of the brain and be like, thank you, that's a really nice idea. Maybe we can postpone the urge to do whatever it is that you're feeling like you want to distract yourself with for later. And instead, I'm just gonna try to spend and then put any time increment in here. I like to use 5, but you can also use 2 minutes, 3 minutes. You could even just use 5 seconds. If you've ever heard of Mel Robbins, she does this 5 second rule where you catch yourself kind of, you know, not wanting to do something and then you count down from 5 and on 1, you activate yourself into the next thing without thinking. There, like I said, are a million things to be distracted by out there, and each thing is just becoming more and more enticing. Each thing, especially when you think about technology, like algorithms, all of this, they're getting more and more intelligent at keeping your attention. Your attention is so valuable. On top of that, when we're talking technology, your data is so valuable. So the reason why the algorithm is getting smarter and smarter is because it needs you to be paying attention to what it wants to show you. It wants you to give it more of your time, more of your attention, more of your stimulation, and also more of your interaction, your activity. And then on top of that, hopefully maybe a little bit of your money if it can sell you something, you know, gotta throw that little capitalism loop in there. We do run on a bedrock of capitalism. You can't lie about it. Can't deny it. It's just, it's a fact. Food is being modified to be that much tastier. I read this book back in 2019. It really helped me with a vicious cycle I had with using food as distraction and also overeating to the point of discomfort. And it was a book called The Hungry Brain. It's a really cool book because it goes into the whole science behind your brain being hungry versus your gut being hungry. And so for those of you out there, because I think it's, again, such a common distraction to use food to just be like, oh, cool, snack time. Just in general, when you learn about the different cues that, well, not only foods are becoming more modified to activate certain parts of the brain that make you want more of that food, but also too, our behaviors with food, our patterns with food, the more you use food as a sense of distraction, it also becomes, again, like a trigger point for the brain, not so much the belly. So you could be totally full, but just because you're bored or you want to be distracted or procrastinate in some way, it's just like, oh, might as well have a snack. Might as well make myself a cup of coffee. Might as well, you know, get that dopamine, get that stimulation, get the brain a little boost because it's feeling a little run down, focusing on something for so long. So if you're tenacious, if you like having a good goal, if you like challenging yourself, then use this as an opportunity to kind of flip that not so necessarily great new reality on its head by seeing how long you can stay focused. Use this as an opportunity to like play a game with yourself, make it fun. I have an hourglass in my office that's 1 hour long. And it's different than using technology, although you can use your phone, you can use anything, but set a timer and see if you can stay focused throughout that whole timer. See if you can push the urge a little bit longer to check your phone, to check your email, to look up the latest, I don't know, upload on YouTube. I tend to distract myself sometimes with Russell Brand videos. So I feel like that's been one where I'm like, wait, no, don't watch the new Russell Brand video. Stay focused, keep editing. Flip the hourglass, metaphorically or physically, set an alarm or get an actual hourglass and see if you can challenge yourself to stay focused a little bit longer. See how many tasks you can transition from one to the next to without getting distracted. And see, just see, without judgment, when along the way you feel that urge to take a different path, to fork the road and go another way, to give your brain a little boost, and then catch yourself and be like, If you're finding yourself like really struggling with distraction, really struggling with staying focused, it's the idea that we've gotten so used to the many like dopamine hits that are so easy for us to get now. And again, it's not something that's malicious about our brains, but the way that our brains work, the way the human brain is wired, the way the psyche is wired, it's like we love that dopamine hit. It feels good. It feels comfortable, right? It feels nice to get a sense of relief from the things that cause us discomfort. The only problem is with the dopamine hits being so much easier attained, it's kind of the idea of like short-term gratification versus long-term gratification. And so if you really are struggling, I would highly recommend looking into dopamine detoxes, or even if you just get better at challenging yourself to push off that long-term gratification of at least one go-to distraction dopamine hit, and it will work wonders. Like, I know that this sounds so simple, and I know that it's a lot easier said than done, but the trick is in the self-awareness. The trick is in being able to sit in the discomfort, and the trick is in being able to notice when that path comes for you in your completion pattern of any task, any project, any day, really. Because even a full day has a transition point, an initiation point, morning, an activation point, middle of the day, a finalization point, evening, and then a completion point, nighttime. So like, even if you wanted to look at this objectively, day to day, even in a full year, all the way down to one single task or even one single hour, you can find where within that you're losing your sense of focus. And that knowledge is power. From there, you can unlock the moment of discomfort and then choose a different path. And each time you choose the path that allows you to stay focused, that allows you to stretch your attention span a little bit longer, that path will get easier and you'll start filling in the path from before that allowed you to get distracted and lose focus. So as promised, I am continuing our pattern with ending our chats with something fun or light. And today I want to do a comment shout out. So let's go over to the Co's comments and let's see what we've got today. So we have Haruku saying, your honest review of Dandelion Tea made me smile, love your video. That was from the Adaptability, Censorship, and a Book and Tea Review coffee talk that we had a couple weeks back. So I'll pop it on the screen if you haven't seen it, but thank you. Yes, I like the concept and the health benefits of Dandelion Tea. Didn't love the taste. Didn't love the taste. So that's why I chose a stable, secure, consistent classic for myself today with peppermint, so I wouldn't be surprised. Mind Spaces, love this comment, says, flexibility is the key to dealing with life's ambiguity. And yes, true words have never been spoken. Thank you for your comment. And then Malika says, just when I need you the most, you pop out of nowhere to make my evening better. I've been here since the beginning, and although we don't know each other, you're my friend and I love you lots. Thank you for still doing this. Well, thank you, Malika, or Melissa. Is it Melissa or Malika? There's a C in there. I don't know if it's a K or S, but thank you so much. I love your comment. Let me comment back real quick. Thank you guys so much for your comments, your sweet, sweet comments. I'm always so overwhelmed every time I come on to do any kind of comment responses. You become a friend with a creator online and people will say like, they're not really your friend. Like, you're giving them your view, you're giving them your support. And so I am really aware of that. I'm very aware that you give me your view, you give me your support, and I'm very honored that you call me your friend. It's all I really want this space to feel like, just a warm and cozy place where you can go to find a friend, to find a confidant, to find like an older sister feel, or just someone that gets it, you know? And even if I don't get it, even if I don't agree, to know that you can take up space in my corner of the internet anytime you like, as long as, you know, as you're not mean to me. Like, that's my only prerequisite, which is a good that's a good boundary to have. You've never made me feel like I need to niche down. You've never made me feel like any topic was undiscussable. And so it's been an amazing honor to hold this space. And I'm so grateful that you've all come to fill it in your own ways. Even if you're just a silent viewer, like, I see you out there and I really appreciate you. And I hope that you get a little piece of like comfort and coziness reflected back at you, that you feel safe and comfortable in your own skin, that you're able to evolve and grow along your own path. So without further ado, I'm gonna go transition into the next task, hopefully seamlessly, but even if it's uncomfortably, then I'll sit with that. And thank you guys so much for coming and chatting today. Let me know your thoughts on anything we discussed down below. And also make sure to follow the Co's Instagram down below. There was a recent story post that you could send in any requests for videos or coffee talks. So go ahead and place them in there, or you can always comment those down below as well. And I will see all of you guys in the next chat. Bye guys.